Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I want you to go ahead and pat yourself on the back because we have no more rain checks. All of rain checks been cashed in. There's a stamp of approval. All the funds cleared. The money cleared. Nothing bounced. Nothing just whoosh, whoosh, just ricocheted around. Broke things. Bounced. And did just bad. Terrible things. Terrible stuff. Bad stuff that we don't do here. That we do not condone. That we do not accept. None of that happened. None of that took place. And all the rain checks have been cashed. That's a good thing. Go ahead and I know you won't do it. So that's why I'm just going to go ahead and suggest that you do it. Take this time right now and pat yourself on the back for having cashed in those rain checks and not having any of those rain checks bounce and not being involved or dealing with a bad person or bad people. Okay, now that that's out of the way, I know I mentioned before once so long ago about the whole digging the car out of the snow and enjoying that snow life and enjoying the cold weather, loving the cold weather, loving it. Okay, loving the cold weather, I should say. Loving the cold weather and being in the cold and just enjoying the cold. That absolutely is still one of my, if not the best thing in the world to me. One of my favorites, if not the best. Definitely top three. Definitely top three. Would say top five, but definitely top three. Would just go, I'm going to go with, it's definitely top three. That's true, and that hasn't changed. Digging car out of snow, my love for that pretty much vanished. My love for that went away. I don't love it. I don't hate it. I don't dislike it. I just don't care for it. I'm just indifferent. It doesn't matter. It does not matter one way or the other. No matter. No, doesn't matter whatsoever. And I don't know if now, I'll just say now, being involved in or being in an area where it's just one weather all the time. One weather all the time. It's semi-arid Mediterranean. Mediterranean all the time. There's no more cold. And there was this feeling, deep feeling, some deep-rooted, seated feelings where I just couldn't deal with it. I just didn't want to deal with it. And I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking to my peeps that reside, or in these cold weather places. And you wish you were not. I'm just going to say, be careful what you ask for in. Enjoy it. Enjoy the snow. Enjoy the digging your car out of the snow. Enjoy walking in the snow. Enjoy the Arctic temperatures. Enjoy the ice. Making snowmans. Playing in the snow. Enjoy the cold, so cold temperatures. Enjoy it. Because when it's gone, you will probably miss it. And I know this for a fact because We are one of the same. The same difference. The same difference. So go ahead and enjoy it now. Don't roll your eyes. Don't just envy. Envy's bad, especially when it comes to the envy of the Mediterranean weather. Mediterranean weather. And I'm just going to say, it's probably cracked up. It's cracked up to what it is. It's cracked up what it is. Everything you possibly could imagine it being, I'm just going to say it is. Everything that you dream it is, I'm just going to say, yeah, it probably is. It probably is. But being in a semi-arid Mediterranean climate, I'd say, there's certain things that you have to deal with, or there's certain things that you just have to become accustomed to, adjust to, get used to. And if you are unable to get used to it, or you're unable to adjust to it, it's just like, follow me. It's just like just the people not liking the cold weather. Just like that. Not necessarily not liking the cold weather. It's just you being, you getting used to the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over. No, maybe every blue moon. Yes, there are such things. Yes, there's a such thing as a blue moon. I kid not. Serious face. Every blue moon, maybe things will change up. Every blue moon, maybe there's a rain. Every blue moon, maybe there's a snow. Every blue moon, maybe there's some kind of precipitation. Maybe. More or less, you know what you're getting. More or less, you know what to expect. More or less, you know that there's a routine, there's a process. The process doesn't change. The routine doesn't change. It is the same day in and day out. Now, if you like to rebel, now if you don't like routine, now if you like to do things different and just change it up every once in a while, more than every blue moon, then that equates to not liking cold weather. Bam. Mind blown. That equates not liking the bad weather. Routine. Same thing. The process. The patterns. Well, it's definitely not too hard to decode, because all you have to do is just go and use the science. Sure, there's microclimates and within different places and pockets, it varies. However, you know what you're getting. You know what you are getting. You know what you're getting. And I have to admit, I know what I said, but I'm a changed man now. I know what I said in the past, but I'm not that same person anymore. I know those words can be used against me, but personal growth, I experienced personal growth. I no longer have the same opinion that I had about the warm weather. I no longer have the same opinion about being hot. Don't get me wrong now. If I had a choice or preference, Definitely take cold over hot. Definitely take snow over non-snow. Definitely take seasons over no season. Yeah, but I can deal with routine. I can deal with the hotness. I can adapt. I can find and figure out little nuances that makes the routine fun. That makes it fun. Come on. King of fun bad. Yet still falling short of the mouth breathing leader. Oh, it just even pains and hurts me to think about and say, because it should be different. It should be different. Anyway, don't want to get sidetracked. No sidetrack. So don't hold the past against me. Just know that personal growth, change, man, things are different. I found a way. We can find a way to do it different and make it different. I have yet to decode. And how do you, if everything's almost perfect, if people come here or people go to the Mediterranean climate and want that Mediterranean weather and want the sun and want the warmness and want the hot and just want it to be the same day in, day out, and that's their goodness. And they come in to relax, and they come in to chill, and they come in to just have this laid back feeling. Some may call it a vacay. Others would call it a vacation. I'll say it's the same. So if you are already in the vacation, or you are already in the place to be, or you already experiencing having this, and it's, what do you do for the vacation? What do you do for the vacay? How do you chill when you're always in chill mode? You're constantly in chill. It's chill. It's relaxed. It's peaceful. It's calming. No go mode. It's chill mode. It's relaxed. So when all that's going on, how is it possible to have your vacay, your vacation? Staycation? Staycation, anyone? Staycation? Staycation? Yeah. Yes and no. Staycation can only work so often, so many times. Then you have to go far, far away and experience a different climate and experience a different weather and experience a different microclimate. Hey, I don't know what coldness feels like. Let me feel the coldness. Hey, I don't know what rain is. Let me feel the rain. Hey, is that a rainforest? Okay, rainforest, I see you. Ooh, what's that? Is that a plant? Plants, you look good. Trees. Okay. We all know. Trees. Yeah. Staycation. vacation, vacay, staycay. Hey, that's why I said at the beginning, and that's why I said equate, similar, exactly. See, yeah, you get your seasons, you get your snow, you get your rain, you get all these other things, but you get it so much it becomes a routine. That's why you want to leave, and that's why you want to go to a different climate or a different area to experience that new, experience that different. Everybody want the new, and everybody wants something different sometime. And if they say they don't, maybe you should believe them. If they're one of us now, you definitely should believe them, because, hey, we tell it how it is. We keep it real. We know. We are a team. We have this special bond, this deep connection. That's only getting deeper. You know. I'll leave it at that, because the rest is nonverbal.
Ooh, shiny object.
What was I talking about? And that's just the same, and that's just different. Mediterranean? Oh, okay, I'm good. I want something different. Whole climates, arid, tropical. I want something different. Okay. See, it works. It works on both ends. That's why you can't hold me accountable for the things that I said in the past, because I'm not that person. That is not me. That's not who I am now. Personal growth. However, still trying to figure out the whole vacay thing, but I guess I have my answer, because you communicated to me nonverbal what the answer is, and I'm just going to have to do what it do and make it happen. But definitely not doing a staycation. Definitely not doing a staycation. There's so many different options. There's so many things to do, though. I know. You don't have to say it. Just sit back. Chill. Relax. Chill mode, not go mode. There's so many different things to do, I know, but I just want the new. I just want something different. Especially when you have so many choices. When there's so many choices and so many things to do, you have to get it right. You have to get it right. MLS, Major League Soccer, I am talking about you. You have to get it right. You have to be right. You have to be better than the competition. You have to be better than the rest. You know who you're competing against. We know what you are. There are different choices. There are different things to do. There's different things to watch. I don't want to do a staycation. I want to do a vacation. I want something different. You call it soccer here, they call it football there. You got your quality here, they got their quality there. You got this all different kinds of teams where I don't know the players, are they any good? But over there, it's the mad, it's the Mediterranean, it's that arid, it's that good weather. Or I can go a little further up and get the bad weather. It rains all the time. Why does it rain in England? Why does it rain? I don't like the rain. Who likes the rain? Actually, MLS, don't be the staycation. We already have options here. You are already competing against American football. You're already competing against basketball. You're already competing against the bad, bad college sports. You're already competing against NHL hockey. There's so much competition already. Staycation, no good. No good. Be bold. Do it big. Do it big. Actually, MLS, you should realize what you are.